And now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Upboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa is on a little vacation, but we've got some great people in the studio. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. First mate Kathy Rounds, world record holder. Quad world record holder, I stand corrected, four times, and having a great time talking fishing, talking with you. And if you want to get through, now is your chance. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're giving away a three-quarter day trip on that fabulous new Liberty three-quarter day boat out of Fisherman's Landing. Go fishing with Taro there. And another lucky caller is going to win two trips on the Dolphin. Half-day trip on the Dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing. Two lucky callers today are going to go fishing on those great boats out of Fisherman's Landing, and you have an opportunity to talk to Frank and Kathy here this morning, so take advantage of it. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, and let's talk to Mike in Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Getting back to the surf fishing and how you take advantage of it, and these kids would. I used to work in Irvine for the school district, and early in the morning, I'd see these kids riding their bike or walking with their bass poles, and Irvine has a couple lakes in the middle of town, and these kids would be bass fishing before school would start, you know, so I don't know, take advantage of it and ask these guys if they caught anything, and you know these boys are dedicated fishermen. If they have to get up that early to go and do some fishing before school, so kudos to them. But I got a question for Frank. On these 17, 11-day trips, you pretty much know before the boat leaves how many guys are going to go fly down and stuff. So do you guys accommodate for the provisions as far as the food and stuff? You know, you're not going to have to cook for these many guys if they're going to fly down. Do you already lighten the load as far as the food you take down there?
Well, you know, of course we're going to feed. Yeah, do we count on it? It all depends on how many people are riding. A lot of times you're going to have people fly down or ride down but fly back, okay? So it's kind of hard to figure, but of course when we do have a good idea, and of course we let our chefs know, and yes, we do, you know, plan accordingly the menu.
Yeah, absolutely. That, no doubt about it. Now, let's talk about the food on these long-range boats, because a lot of people may have never experienced that long-range thing. This is a very big deal on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun and most of the other top long-range boats.
I would say so. The quality of food has gotten to be so amazing. I'm just, you know, even now I look at some of the invoices when I okay them, and I go, holy cow, look at that, you know. But anymore, it doesn't matter. If that's what the chefs want, I go with it. Yeah. Now, once in a while, I put my foot down when they talk about king crab.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, yeah. You mean we're not going to be eating king crab on the
believe
show?
Believe it or not, we do eat king crab probably half dozen times a year. But, Pete, I think you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out.
So tell me about the food on the Shogun for those who may not experience the chefs on the Shogun.
Well, I'm not sure if Kenny's working this trip, but if Kenny's working this trip that you're on, in my opinion, he's the best chef in the fleet.
Wow. Okay.
You're going to have your socks knocked off. The presentation, the taste of the food, it's unbelievable.
And you know, the amazing thing about this young man is he was taught by his grandmother.
No kidding.
Never been to a culinary school in his life.
Yeah.
And just unbelievable.
Well, I hope he's cooking. Then what about the Royal Polaris, your chefs on the Royal Polaris?
Well, we got Mark Pariano. We've got a guy named Joe Sands. We've got another guy named Dave Long. We've got just great. You know, all I can say is it's, if you fished 10 years ago and haven't been on a long range trip, you would just be amazed if you climb on our boats now and see what a difference it is. Yeah. It's.
There are people taking photos at breakfast, yeah, lunch, oh, yeah, dinner. Just, it's amazing. You know, they're standing back going, look what I'm eating. And it's, you know, it's nothing like it used to be.
Yeah.
And with Kenny's food on the Shogun, I swear to God, 75% of the people at dinner take a photo first.
Wow.
I mean, it's that quality. Yeah, that's, but anyhow, what other questions did you have about whether how much food did we bring? Over.
Oh, that was pretty much it. That's about it. Thank you very much.
Thanks You're a lot welcome. For the call this morning. All right, lines are full, but the line just opened up at 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance. Check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic information. How about that bass, huh, Kathy?
Wow, that's a good
like to catch
one.
That largemouth there? That's a that. Good one, huh?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, check that out. And a lot of other big fish there talking about fishermen. There's a real nice section about Fisherman's Landing Tackle Days. Rick and Doug in there, the whole deal. So check that out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. You can always check out who's going to be on Let's Talk Hookup, too, on that, too. So let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, and let's talk to John calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen and ladies. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to ask Frank, what's the minimum days or the minimum amount of days on a trip that you can go to Guadalupe? Is it probably, 5 days, a 6-day trip, seven days?
No, you can do a 5-day trip. Aaron and Russ did one recently that was a 5-day that worked out beautiful. And I don't know if you followed our 5-day trips. We have a December 26 5-day trip on the Royal Polaris and one on the Shogun last year that we both ran over there and both trips were phenomenal. The people just loaded up on good quality yellowfin and yellowtail. Nice. So, but a five day, if you're going to do a Guadalupe trip, do at least a 6-day, not a 5-day. 5 days really cutting you short, and things have got to go perfect. But do at least a 6, and I'd even choose a 7 if I could get it.
So give us a scenario on the procedure for going fishing Guadalupe on the Shogun or the Royal Polaris.
Well, thank you for asking that, Pete, because I'd like to make it real clear. First of all, it's not like it used to be that you just leave San Diego and go to Guadalupe. Now you leave San Diego, you go to Ensenada, okay? And that clearance usually is about $2,000, okay? And we leave Ensenada.
Not
then,
per person, that's for the boat.
For the boat.
Yeah.
Then we go over to Guadalupe.
So you get there, you're in Ensenada, we're leaving at 10 o'clock today.
You're going to be fishing at Guadalupe tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, 2:30.
Okay. So you're leaving Ensenada tonight. You're checking in this afternoon.
You're checking in late this afternoon.
Yeah.
Probably 4:30.
And then
5.
Fishing by tomorrow afternoon.
And you're going to, let me see, you're on a 6-day trip, Pete?
Correct.
So, you're going to fish day 2, less than half a day. You're going to fish day 3, day 4. So you're going to get 3.5 days of fishing, and then you've got to leave at dark to go into Ensenada to clear again. And then you got to come to San Diego and clear U.S. Customs.
Okay.
And there's been a little bit of talk about, you know, the extra charge for that. And, you know, that all depends on the amount of people on the boat. But our charge is usually running, and it's more for a bigger boat than it is a smaller boat. And it varies as to whether we're going to have overtime or not with U.S. Customs and Ensenada Customs. But it can run as high as $5,000 a trip and as low as about $3,500 a trip.
Wow.
And we just divide that amongst the passenger group. So you want to count on that. You've got to have a passport. You also have to have wristbands, which we charge you $5 a piece for. That's what they charge us for them when you're fishing in a reserve like that.
Okay, so that's why it's a biosphere reserve for Mexico. That's why you have to do this in-and-out procedure. You have to pay the extra fees. But the opportunity to fish at this magical place, I mean, my gosh, I can't tell you how excited I am to see this island again. I've been there several times.
Place.
It's a beautiful place to fish. Kathy,
oh,
you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't been for many, many years, and I went this last summer, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Just
so
wonderful.
So are there opportunities for people to fish Guadalupe this year, or are all the trips full?
I believe there's an opening on the Shogun coming up here pretty soon. There's two trips scheduled in early January, okay? And one of them's got about 10 people, and the other one's got about 12. And, you know, those trips are going to fill slowly as the people see how the fish bite in November and December.
Yes.
Once they're convinced, you know, generally we have been able, and I know through yachts before that we're fishing over there, that generally you can catch that yellowfin tuna all the way to the first week of February. So if that continues, if we keep that water warm enough, you know, there's openings in the first 2 weeks of January for two trips on the Shogun.
Okay, very good. All right, let's find out what's biting out there. The FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait. Your local, your long range, or your private boat trip, they've taken the processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, innovations like pre-booking your orders, and, of course, those super popular tuna burgers that are certainly an exclusive for Fisherman's Processing. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. Captain Dave, I didn't see your name on that big check for the Bisbee.
No, you didn't. I got to watch them, but I didn't get to hold it.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty amazing amount of money for a fish.
Yeah, and congratulations to our local boys. Done well there, for sure, on that big fish. Couple million dollars.
Yeah, a couple million bucks. It was pretty rad to watch. Good fishing down here. The fishing's phenomenal down here, but we're not going to talk about that. First of all, good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
And I know my dad, right before he's walking into church, was screaming at his phone to say, Sammy Cadero ran the dorsal for Elmer.
That's right. It was the dorsal.
I know my dad was losing his mind when he was in church.
I couldn't think of the name of the boat, but I knew it was Sammy Cadero and Elmer Hare.
Right. And he made all the windows for all us sport boats back in the day.
That's correct.
All right. So good morning. Hello. The fishing up there, like Brian was saying, I had about 10 of my clients call me last night just telling me that it was absolutely insane on the 277 yesterday. Very, very good fishing for all the skiff guys. It didn't require a phenomenal amount of bait like it had most of the week. They all got on fish early in the morning, and they all had limit-style fishing. There was 12 boats on one fish, and it was insane. And the fish were like 15 to 35, 40 pounds, and there was a couple of 60-pound yellowfin caught in that mess yesterday, and that's where we are. We're in the end of October, and we're talking about phenomenal yellowfin fishing in front of Dana Point Harbor. So,
pretty phenomenal.
Guys, all I can tell you is you got to go fishing. Clemente, the yellows are biting out there. There's still some bluefin on the backside. Up and down the coast, the bass fishing's insane. The weather's insane. All I can tell you is you just got to go fishing. But most of all, I want to tell my best friend, John Rhodes, happy birthday. He's 61 years old today.
Sweet. Happy birthday, John. And, of course, FishDope.com, even when he's in Cabo, he's reporting to Danny and the gang. FishDope.com is the source to find out what's going on right here in Southern California. $20 off a new membership to FishDope. Hey, you buy it today, you're going to have it all the way through next spring, summer, winter, spring, summer, and fall, 365 days for one low price. FishDope.com, $20 off. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And, Dave, how do we go fishing with you?
Well, can I ask Frank one question? Was that a misprint in the fish count yesterday, or did someone actually catch an albacore?
Well, I don't know about an albacore being caught yesterday. There was a few caught earlier this year, but I didn't hear about one yesterday.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. It was on the producer out of H&M, had it on their fish count.
Well,
last night when I looked at
it. Certainly possible, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. All right. Well, that's it. If you guys want to get a hold of me, yoursaltwaterguide.com, or call me at 949-374-0786, and I'll see you guys up there in a couple weeks. I'll talk to you next Sunday from the East Cape.
All right. Very good. Enjoy the East Cape. Dave, enjoy your vacation down there, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that call this morning. For the FishDope.com report, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones And speaking of albacore, Leroy, Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning, Leroy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. How about albacore for next year? What are you looking? Are we looking for albacore?
Frank?
Well, you know, I have said all along we're going to have albacore next year. And I, you know, anymore, I just don't know what to think with the amount of warm water we have. And do I believe we're going to have albacore again? Absolutely, I do. Whether it'll be next year or not, I'm just afraid to say. But if, you know, I'll stand by my prediction of, yes, we'll have albacore next year. But am I as, do I believe it as firmly as I did 2 years ago? No, I don't.
Hey. Weirder things have happened. Cubs win the pennant last night. You know, albacore could bite. It could happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Apparently one bit yesterday on the producer.
There you go. All
we
right.
didn't know about it.
Indeed.
So, honestly, you know, your guess is as good as mine. But if I was to bet on it, or if I was to put any money down, and I would say it'd be a long shot, I'd say, yes, we're going to have albacore next year.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Doug in Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Yeah, here's a question for Frank. Somebody falls overboard off another boat and you go have to pick them up, what's your next procedure for you to do? Take them back to San Diego or call the Coast Guard, or how does that work?
Well, it just depends where you're at and what it is. I mean, there was, you know, there's the old story about the guy that fell off the prowler years ago. This was a long time ago. But you mean if I was 300 miles down and I picked up somebody, I'm not going to ruin my trip to bring him back, that's for sure. Coast Guard can pick him up, or we're going to make him comfortable for 10 days and then bring him back. Unless, you know, obviously, if there's a physical problem, we're going to take him right into Cedrus and have Coast Guard pick him up there. Is that what you're after? Is that the question you want? I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, because I was wondering how, you know, if you like, say you're going like 40 miles and you pick somebody up, I was wondering if you turn around from San Diego or you call the coast.
Well, if you were only 40 miles out, it's hard to say. It just depends what Coast Guard's going to make you do. But I would say if the guy was healthy, you're going to finish your day. And if the guy's not healthy, Coast Guard's either going to pick him up, depending on his physical situation, or you might have to bring him back. But
that's under Coast Guard call at that point.
It is a Coast Guard
call.
All
right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Frank and Kathy here. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. Right now is your chance at 877-792-1090. Get through, ask some questions, make some comments. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano, with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection, and eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up. You still have a chance. 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones, and let's talk to Alan calling us from Encinitas. Good morning, Alan. Hello, Alan.
I think Alan left us.
Alan left us there. So let's go ahead and talk to Joe calling us from Santa Barbara. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Joe.
My question is for Frank. What do you think about the recent sinking of all these fishing boats? Especially you have two of them with only crew on board.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. Is there? Obviously, you're asking me if there's any suspicion. Of course, when only two crew members are aboard, the Coast Guard's going to check things out very, very carefully. You know, what do I think about it? I think it's a sad situation, because when that happens, it means all the rest of us in the industry are going to pay for that sinking, because our insurance rates are going to go up. And I think it's a sad situation. That's all I can say about the situation. And what happens will be all up to the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard manages all that.
Oh, yeah. Coast Guard, I mean, I know that on the one boat, you can't even get on the boat right now because there's evidence bags everywhere.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this
morning. I hope that answers your question.
Rich in Camarillo, you're next up. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Doing great.
All righty. My question is what the Mexican limits are for the yellowfin and the yellowtail down in Guadalupe.
You're allowed 15 of each, okay, for the whole trip. Not more than 5 per day of each, okay?
Okay. And that's total whether you're on a long-range trip.
That's right.
Or
you're allowed a total of 30 fish, and it can be a combination of several varieties, but not more than 15 of any one kind, okay?
And 3 day of limit.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, for fishing Guadalupe, I think that's what you asked. It would be because you can only take at Guadalupe, and we are very, very serious about that. You can only take yellowtail, tuna, and wahoo. And the wahoo have left. There were a few earlier, and so it would be in this particular case, it would be 15 yellowtail and 15 tuna. Which I can say right now you're not going to catch, because unless you're just superhuman and they're biting wide open, you know.
Because they're good. The grade, what's the grade of the yellowtail and the tuna at Guadalupe right now?
The grade of the tuna is 60 to 145 pounds.
Oh!
And I know on the last trip, Roy had around 18 fish over 100 pounds.
Oh, my.
And And you got to remember that a lot of the 100-pounders don't get landed, the 120s, 140s.
Sure.
There's a tremendous difference between a 70-pounder and a 135, 140-pounder in landing that fish. You're talking 2.5 to 3 times longer and just a tough battle. And like I said, the tax collector is around.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. And what about the yellowtail? What's the grade on the yellowtail?
I would say 25 on up to 25 on up to 60.
Yeah, so up to 60.
Oh yeah, well, yellowtail. We've had some over 60 this year on both boats.
Oh my!
Beautiful, beautiful grade.
Yeah, and you said, what are they eating there that they're tasting so?
You know, I don't know, but everybody agrees that if you catch a yellowtail Guadalupe, you don't want to be giving that thing away.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, Frank, let's talk about yellowtail, because I know you're a fan. I'm a fan. I love eating yellowtail. There's a lot of people that don't care. They say, I don't know
that it's they don't care. It's just that luckily we've got such an amazing yellowtail fishery, they don't think it's all that big a deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about a fish that you can vacuum pack. And ask Kathy. Kathy's most favorite fish.
My favorite fish. To hold in the freezer. It holds like no other fish.
Yes.
You vacuum pack it. You take it out a year later, and I have used year-old fish at a party, and people thought I just came home with it.
Yeah.
It's that good.
If you like tuna and you say, oh, I don't like yellowtail, you're doing something wrong. That's all I can say.
And it's hard to do something wrong to yellowtail.
It's hard to overcook it.
It's hard to overcook it. You're going to overcook tuna and wahoo and everything else before you overcook yellowtail.
Yeah.
You know, Kathy and I had yellowtail last night for dinner, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was Guadalupe fish, but it was phenomenal.
Okay.
Oh, was that good?
All right, you got me good.
I didn't catch it, believe me. A passenger caught it and donated it to Frank.
Hint, hint. Okay.
And very the other nice part is you have the collars, and I, when I go to the sushi bar, the first thing the sushi chef does is make me rib bones. They are so good.
And yellowtail collars? Oh. A lot of people are missing that. And I know Sean over at Fisherman's Processing will cut the collars.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's something you definitely want to ask when you're getting your fish checked in from Fisherman's Processing and have them save you the yellowtail collars.
Yeah.
They're delicious on the barbecue. Is that why you do it, Kathy?
I actually do them in the broiler.
In the broiler?
Yep. I put them skin side up, no oil, just skin side up and in the broiler.
Ooh.
So the skin gets really crunchy.
A little ponzu sauce on it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, 858-457-1090 open right now. Dave in Point Loma. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for calling Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Frank, you said you would fish Guadalupe until, like, possibly February, but when do you start going again?
Well, we have actually scheduled a trip, I believe, in May next year at Guadalupe. Will there be tuna there? You know, I would say your chances are maybe 35-40% if I go by past history. Generally, your tuna fishing will start there, I always figure, around the 15th to 20th of July. On the other hand, this year there was fish there in early July and late June, okay, that were being caught. So you never know. Things have changed so much in the last 5 years that it just amazes me. So, but when do we start going? Next year the Shogun's got trips in June that are 6 days. It's very likely they'll go over there to fish yellowtail and try and catch tuna. So I would say start going again in June. Our permit expires, I believe it is, around June 15th. So whether we have it automatically renewed is hard to say.
That's the middle of my trip.
Yeah. Well, last year we had to wait a couple more weeks. This year we'll be making an earlier push, so we hope we can transition from June 11th right into June 12th.
Do you feel pretty confident if people book trips in July, August, September, October of 2017 that you're going to Guadalupe?
Here's what I want to say about that is, you know, there's a 180-day cancellation on those trips. When you book that trip, if you're counting only on going to Guadalupe, it's a mistake because should something happen that we lose our permit or whatever, the situation is bad, or you get a hurricane that comes up, because you get a hurricane come up and you get that southeast swell there at Guadalupe, you don't want to fish Guadalupe. That's a tough time to fish it. So you should book the trip because you're going fishing, but with the strong inclination that if it's a six-day or seven-day trip, yes, you're going to go to Guadalupe Island.
So, in other words, yeah, book the trip, and if you – but when
and keep your fingers crossed. Yeah. But the point is if we don't, the point is if we don't go to Guadalupe, you're still going fishing.
You're still going fishing, and there's a lot of other sensational places.
Well, there's other sensational places that I'm not going to lie to you. They're not going to measure up to Guadalupe.
Sure.
Not for that kind of great of tuna. We can't find that great. Hey, let's face it. This fish that they're catching at Guadalupe, if I was at Clarion or at Hurricane Bank, I'd be thrilled with catching 80 to 150-pound fish. Of course I want to catch twos and threes. But if we were on the anchor at Hurricane Bank catching 80 to 150-pound fish, then we always know we're going to get the occasional 250 and 270 and a 300. So at Guadalupe, you don't get the 200, but you're getting that 80 to 150, and you're doing it on a 6 or 7 day trip. Where is this ever going to happen to you again? It's just not.
What is your schedule like on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun next summer and fall? Is it 6 and 7 day trips? Not a lot of 5 days?
No, not a lot of fives because it's just too short.
Too short. Okay? Not enough. It only gives you 2.5 days at the island,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and fishing. If you look at our schedule, you see there's a lot of trips scheduled for Guadalupe. Even in November, I've pretty well set it up for fishing Guadalupe.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is the plan. Okay. But when you book the trip, like I said, you book
there's
the trip.
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah.
But that's where we surely hope to take you, providing the fishing is good and everything else is in alliance.
And we'll be hosting our Let's Talk Hookup trip next fall on the Shogun.
Yes,
same
you will.
Time of the year, 6 day trip on the Shogun.
That's correct.
I'm already looking forward to that one too.
Well, right now you got the one leaving today.
I know for sure they're waiting for me. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
I don't know if they are or not. Oh, I imagine they will.
He wants to leave about 10 o'clock, so I'll be leaving the studio and jumping on the boat for sure.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Good question, though. A very good question. Dave, another Dave in Anza. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to change gears a little bit here and give you a fishing report. My two buddies and I just got back home yesterday. We did our 6 day trip with Tony Reyes out of San Felipe. I know Let's Talk Hookup, we do the trip down there late April, early May. That's an excellent time. I've done that trip before, but if you can't go down then, I would say October is a really good time to go there. Summers do get a little warm down that way. But anyhow, we had a great trip fishing the Midriff Islands down there. We caught the full menu on fish, the yellowtail, cabrita, white sea bass, spotted bay bass. You know you're going to load up on fish down there. It's such an untouched area. And one thing I would say, if anybody contemplating that trip, is leave the light line home. Anything under 40 pound is a complete joke down there. Those fish live in bad neighborhoods, and they know the rocks really good, and we were getting busted off on 80, so take the heavy gear, and that's just one trip where you know you're going to bring back a cooler full of fish. Tony runs a great trip, and it's just a real good flavor of Baja kind of a trip to do.
It is. They, you know, and the Longfin and Orange and Tom and the guys up there, they do, they're the only game in town. And
that's
pretty,
right.
Pretty great opportunity, and he runs a real good operation down there, and certainly an opportunity for anglers.
I'll tell you, I'm sure supportive of it. You know, it's just like you mentioned earlier, Pete, how lucky we are here in California and that we happen to border to the wonderful country of Mexico.
Yes.
And that they let us share in their fishery. It's just phenomenal, the opportunities you have. You can go long-range fishing. You can go fish with Tony Reyes. You can go to Rancho Leonero, wherever you want. And you've got an excellent, excellent chance of having great fishing. Where else in the world can you do what we do here?
And those mothership operations on the Tony Reyes there, Dave says, they're nothing like it. And those islands are so beautiful down there. They are enchanting, certainly.
Right.
Dave, we missed you yesterday at the live broadcast, and I might add, too, a lot of people asked Grant Christensen, Ryan's dad was our prize cowboy yesterday. A lot of people were asking where the real cowboy was. Well, the real cowboy's fishing. He's on a 7 day trip right now, and so cowboy is doing well, and he'll be back for Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing on November 5th. So, Dave, glad you had a good trip.
I'll be there for that, too.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to having you, Dave. Thanks a lot for the report from your Tony Reyes trip. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's talk to Tony calling us from Corona. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am heading out on a 2.5 day on someone I think you know pretty well there, Frank, out on the Cortez with Jim Hughes.
Oh, the legendary Jim Hughes.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've been lucky to fish with a handful of captains, and I wouldn't go with anyone else. He is the hardest working guy out there.
And, I agree with you.
I love his old school attitude of, you know, if you can't tie a knot or something, boy, you better hurry up and learn quickly. But my question to you and to everyone is, they're talking a little bit about weather possibly coming up for the weekend. Do you expect that to be pushing fish away pretty far for us this upcoming weekend fishing, or what do you, with your expertise, foresee what how that might affect our weekend?
It just depends how much wind we get with it and whether it turns over the water. You know, if it turns the water over and you get a 5-degree drop in temperature or even a 4-degree drop in temperature, it's going to get tough. And so that's the only thing that you got to worry about this time of the year is what the weather's going to do to the water. But
well, I can tell you this. I've been watching the weather pretty carefully because I'm going to be spending the next 6 days on the water. There's a couple southern storms coming up, pushing moisture from the south, but there's no wind on it.
All right. Southern storms is not something you got to worry about. I was referring to the backside of Clemente because he was on a 2.5-day trip.
Yeah.
If you're going to get a strong northwest, it's something to be concerned about. If you're talking about southern stuff, it's going to do nothing but help the fishery.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're on that program. Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Have a great trip with Captain Jim Hughes. You know, Captain Jim Hughes, I got to say something. You know, I've been trying to get him to come in the studio here. He's hard to get because, you know, he runs the boat all the time.
Well, and then during the winter, we're lucky enough to have him on the Royal Polaris.
Yeah. So. He works for you on the Royal Polaris from December on, right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
He is.
And he's been around in this community for a long time.
He's so amazing.
Yeah.
The things that guy does is just... Oh, I can tell you stories, but we won't get into them now.
Well, Jim Hughes, if you're listening, hey, we want you on this show. Come on, give me a call. Let's get you back in here. Your fans are waiting for you. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Jerry in Garden Grove. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry, good morning. Jerry?
Jerry was going to ask about the connection for mono to fluorocarbon.
But yeah, he was asking.
And I think that's a good question, but I think the best person to answer that question is Kathy.
Yeah, go ahead, Kathy.
I would do the 7-5 knot,
okay,
where you wrap around 7 times and you loop it back up, the 2 tag ends back up, and go 5.
Okay,
wrapping with the same line that you wrapped the first time, and then just pull them.
Okay, is that similar to the RP knot or John Collins knot?
No, not at all.
No, no.
That
okay.
One's a spectra to fluorocarbon or spectra to mono.
Okay, all right.
This is like a mono to mono, mono to fluorocarbon
connection.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you fishing longer top shots mono, or are you pretty much just spectra to fluorocarbon, shorter top shot?
I am a spectra to mono, short top shot girl.
A spectra to mono, short top shot. How long of a top shot?
Depends. If it's a jig stick, I've got a, you know, longer top shot. But if it's my tuna stuff, I have 15 feet, 10 feet.
Okay. All right.
It's not short.
And let it be known that she's very stubborn about her mono.
I
strongly recommend the fluorocarbon.
Yeah. But you get bit with your mono.
Yeah.
So you're sticking with your mono.
I have more confidence in it.
Okay. And that's a big part of it.
I do.
What do you like about mono over fluorocarbon?
You don't have the extra connection that's going to let go. I mean, anytime you have every connection you have multiplies the amount of chance you have of breaking it.
Sure.
So you take that out of the equation unless you go 100% fluoro. I don't like to do the connect, you know, the mono.
I was going to say, you only have one connection if you go fluoro to your spectra.
Yeah.
Well, so that's one. But I just feel that the bait swims more naturally with mono because fluorocarbon's stiff.
Yes.
And I think what really I've talked to her, and you have no idea how much I've talked to her about it, but it's a confidence thing. When she's pulling on that fish, especially the last 50 or 100 feet, she just doesn't have confidence in fluoro. Someday she might change. But.
Okay.
And
you're optimistic.
No.
So what is your connection, spectra, once again, spectra to...
Mono?
Mono.
The
or
RP
spectra
knot.
To fluoro.
The RP knot.
Knot.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
Such
that's
an
the
easy
best.
Knot.
Well,
and what pound test are you fishing that knot up to?
I tie it up to, well, I fish up to one. Well, I do it up to 100.
Okay.
That's about right. Up to 100.
Up to 100. Yeah. Wind-on leaders after that?
Wind-ons after that, yeah.
Okay. But you're not even using wind-ons on anything under 100.
100 and 130, I use wind-ons mostly. If I have a bottom rig or something, I'll tie on the John Collins knot, the RP knot for 100-pound.
What an amazing, and that was created on the Royal Polaris by John Collins.
Yes, it was.
And that is such an easy knot. Everybody can tie that knot.
Yeah.
Which is very uncharacteristic of a knot. Most knots that are easy fall apart easy.
Yes.
And this one doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's an amazingly simple but strong, strong knot.
Yeah, and hard to mess up.
Yes.
You can mess it up.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but hard to mess up.
But hard.
The interesting thing is you'd think that when you're using light line, that you'd want to do more wraps. And John swears, and I've learned to believe him now, that you can go three wraps with, let's say, 10-pound and 12-pound, and it holds just as good.
Wow.
I kind of keep going with five.
I'm a five guy, too, for sure.
But John swears, and he does a lot of bass
fishing. John's the man. He catches a lot of big bass.
And you also don't want to go more. You don't want to go six or seven. Yeah. Go, five is good, seven's better. No, it's not. It's not.
All right. Good advice. Thank you. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Morning, Kenny.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I agree with the RP knot. I've been using it for a long time. Works great for me. Never change.
Yep.
Recently, I've introduced my son-in-law into fishing, and he's really all over it, hooked big time. Hey, we were fishing San Clemente Pier a while back, having a blast fishing Bonita, And late in the afternoon, there was gobs of people coming out hoop netting, on the pier. Most of these people, I don't even think know what a report card is. Do you still have to use a report card and everything on the pier like that?
Yes, you do. You don't need a fishing license, but you do need a lobster report card. Absolutely. Everybody that is hooping, whether you're hooping from a pier or from a boat or anywhere, if you are fishing lobster in California, you have to have a lobster report card.
That's what I figured. But looks at half these people, I don't think they knew what was going on.
Well, I can imagine that the Fish and Game will probably have a heyday on that pier for sure. Frank, you ever fish the San Clemente Pier?
Oh, God, yeah.
Back in
One of my favorite fish to catch there was the Salima.
A Salima?
Oh,
is a Salima?
They're beautiful. They're gorgeous fish. They're brown in color with stripes down the side. Very, very good eating.
Like a tomcod?
No, they look more. They have a face that looks more like a Johnny Bass.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but gorgeous fish.
Yeah,
beautiful fish. We used to catch them only at night.
Yeah.
And other than that, San Clemente Pier isn't. I mean, of all the pier fishing I ever did as a kid, it was very hard to beat Newport Pier.
Newport Pier.
Newport
that was
pier.
Your number one favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a big pier fisherman when you were a kid?
Oh, God, yes. Every time I could get there.
How old did you start?
Once the car got in the parking lot, I was flying out of there.
You grew up in Orange County, obviously.
No, actually, I grew up in Riverside.
In Riverside, okay. And get out there to the coast.
Every weekend and on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
My dad would take us to the beach because that was the old Sicilian custom, is to be at the water if you weren't working.
Oh.
And so we would fish a lot. During the wintertime, we pretty much would go to Doheny State Park to catch octopus.
Wow. Before there was a Dana Wharf Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before Dana Wharf Harbor.
Yeah.
For sure.
So when did you start working on sport boats? How old were you?
I was 8 and a half, 9. They started telling me I was going to be a pinhead and that I had to do all the scrubbing.
That was on the pier at San Clemente for Don Hanson.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not Don Hanson. It was Nelson Cook.
Nelson Cook.
That's correct.
Okay.
And, I can remember getting my first, we were the first boat out. So the real fun was, so you'd have to go down the side of the pier. There was 2x4s went back and forth, or 2x6s, and you'd crawl down the side of the pier and into a skiff. And then they'd take the crew out, and you'd get on the real fun. And then when you came in and you picked up your passengers, you also picked up the crew for the next boat. And we'd go out to the moorings, drop, because it was all moorings. And then we'd drop the crew off to the next boat and go on. I just had so much fun back then. I just was the happiest kid in the world.
I can imagine. Different world. Kenny, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to give away a couple of great prizes here. Tell you about the next week's show. Wrap things up with Kathy and Frank. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Accurate Reels. They are American-made for local or long-range fishing. In fact, the Accurate ATD is the top reel to catch cow tuna. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Tony and Corona. You win that three-quarter day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. You're going to love that boat. And Alan in Encinitas, you win the 2 half days on the Dolphin, also out of Fisherman's Landing. A couple of fine operations there. Kathy and Frank, always a pleasure. Love having you on the show. Never enough, and great to have you back in the swing of things, Frank.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, how do they do it?
Real easy. You can go to our websites, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com, ShogunSportFishing.com, or you can call our office, 619-226-8030. And we're in there Mondays through Fridays. This time of year, we close one of the days on the weekend. But, you know, depending on what boats are coming in. Like, the office is open this morning.
Because the Shogun's leaving.
That's correct.
Yeah, I better get going.
Yes, you do.
Indeed. And I'll tell you, the lovely ladies in there in the office do such a great job. And even
we are so lucky to have such a good crew in that office.
Oh, you are.
They are great gals.
Yes,
Jen and Monica.
Monica, they're fantastic.
Yes, they
do a super job. And sometimes you're even lucky enough when you call the phone in the morning to talk to the legendary Steve Loomis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, the other guy that spends a lot of time in that office is Jonathan Yamani.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He wants to know the operation backwards and forwards, so he's spending quite a bit of time in there.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thank you, Frank and Kathy, for coming in, and thank you for listening this weekend of shows. We'll be back next Saturday. Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be in the studio with Ricky, and hopefully I'll be in there too, fresh off the Shogun. And then next Sunday, Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week, and we'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.